You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 970, hour number 2. My name's Max Shea, and I'm glad you tuned in or opened the file, as we say in the computer age. We ended the set, the last set in the hour number 1, with percussion music and percussion-oriented music, with John Luther Adams and Edgar Varese, both of whom used air raid sirens in different pieces. But we move on with music from the independent composer John Forshee, who earned a doctorate at the University of California, San Diego in 2017 and is living now with his wife in Pikes Peak, Colorado. He's been affiliated with the Open Space for a few years, and the Open Space just released their volume 36, which is called Verses from the Ethersphere, Speculative Music of John Forshee. And this, like the ending of a set of Hour 1, is percussion music, this case for solo percussion. And the title of the piece we'll hear is called Pedo Melon a Minnow. And that's from J.R.R. Tolkien's fictitious Sindarin language, and it means speak, friend. It means speak, friend, and enter. That comes from both John Forshee and Catherine Hutchings, the percussionist here, have a lifelong fascination with Tolkien. Hutchings is on the faculty of the Eastman School of Music, where John Forshee also studied in his undergraduate years. This piece was recorded at Kilburn Hall at the Eastman School of Music in Rochester. This was composed back in 2004. And after John Forshee, we'll hear Paul Elwood and Plutonic Winds, from his CD Émission Transparente from Innova Recordings. As a native Kansan, Elwood contracted with the poet Albert Goldbarth, who wrote the poem based on Kansas and the romance and the severity of the Kansas climate, the Kansas world, for this piece from Paul Elwood, Plutonic Winds. This is recorded by the University of Iowa Percussion Ensemble and conducted by Daniel Moore. Recorded in Iowa, University of Iowa, Iowa City, November 3rd, 2015. In the coming set, we'll hear more Romance of the Plains with music from Philip Glass and Allen Ginsberg, as well as Michael Doherty and Gloria Coates. But first, we hear this percussion piece with Sindarin Tolkien title, Pedo Melon a Minnow, Speak, Friend, and Enter. This runs 15 minutes. John Forshee from the Open Space, a new release.
Thank you. Thank you. On his parents' care.
You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 970, hour number 2. And that was Paul Elwood, Plutonic Winds. We started with John Forshee and a 15-minute percussion piece, Pido Melon e Mino, meaning in Tolkien's Sandarin language, speak, friend, and enter. That comes from John Forshee's release on Open Space called Verses from the Ethersphere, speculative music of John Forshee, and that was performed by percussionist Catherine Hutchings. Then from Paul Elwood, we heard Plutonic Winds, and that comes from his CD on Innova Recordings from 2019, Emissions Transparent, and that was set to a poem which was commissioned by the composer himself from Albert Goldbarth, a piece, a poem about Kansas, where Paul Elwood originates from. And that was music performed by the University of Iowa Percussion Ensemble, featuring soprano Ali Olson, and that was conducted by Daniel Moore. And coming up in the next set, we'll hear more Kansas Romance. We'll hear from Hydrogen Jukebox, Philip Glass, and Allen Ginsberg. One of the last really large-scale works that Ginsberg was involved in his life, released in 1993. Although it was recorded earlier and commissioned earlier in the late 80s. And I think premiered in 1990. Anyway, we'll hear my favorite piece from the Wichita Vortex, which is called the Wichita Vortex Sutra. Again, that's the Wichita Vortex Sutra, referring to a funnel cloud, as Western Kansas is famous for its tornadoes, as anyone who's watched The Wizard of Oz knows. And again, this is without the giant ensemble and chorus that accompanies a lot of the pieces. This is just narrator and Allen Ginsberg narrating his poem, and Philip Glass accompanying Ginsberg on piano. And we'll follow Philip Glass and Allen Ginsberg from Wichita Vortex Sutra, song number 6 from Hydrogen Jukebox. We'll follow this with the pianist Emmanuel Arciuli and a piece composed by Michael Doherty in 2012 for this pianist, Emmanuel Arciuli. And this is called Buffalo Dance, coming from a 2-CD set on Innova Recordings, released in 2017, called Walk in Beauty. And we'll then end with Gloria Coates and movement number 2 from Symphony number 8, known as Indian Sounds. We'll hear Indian Mounds. And that'll wrap up our Romance of the Plains theme, Indian Mounds, which features voices and stones, performed by Kathleen Eberlane and Rose Billier-Shaw, with the Musica Viva Ensemble Dresden, conducted by Jürgen Wehrmann. And this was composed in 1991. It was released on New World Records. Music of Gloria Coates, Indian Sounds, and other works. And again, that second movement from the Indian Sounds Symphony is called Indian Mounds. First, we start with Allen Ginsberg and Philip Glass. Philip Glass on piano with Allen Ginsberg narrating. This is from Wichita Vortex Sutra.
Speak my lonesomeness in a car, because not only my lonesomeness, it's ours, all over America. Oh, tender fellows, And spoken lonesomeness is prophecy in the moon 100 years ago or in the middle of Kansas now. It's not the vast plains mute our mouths that fill at midnight with ecstatic language when our trembling bodies hold each other breast to breast on a mattress. Not the empty sky that hides the feeling from our faces, nor our skirts and trousers that conceal the body love emanating in a glow of beloved skin, white, smooth abdomen down to the hair between our legs. It's not a god that bore us that forbid our being, like a sunny rose all red with naked joy between our eyes and bellies. Yes, all we do is for this frightened thing we call love, want and lack. Fear that we aren't the one whose body could be beloved of all the brides of Kansas City, kissed all over by every boy of Wichita. Oh, but how many in their solitude weep aloud like me. On the bridge over Republican River, almost in tears to know how to speak the right language. On the frosty broad road, uphill between highway embankments, I search for the language that is also yours. Almost all our language has been taxed by war. Radio antennae, high tension wires ranging from Junction City across the plains. Highway cloverleaf sunk in a vast meadow, lanes curving past Abilene to Denver filled with old heroes of love. To Wichita, where McClure's mind burst into animal beauty, drunk, getting laid in a car in a neon misted street 15 years ago. To Independence, where the old man's still alive, who loosed the bomb that slaved all human consciousness and made the body universe a place of fear. Now, speeding along the empty plain, no giant demon machine visible on the horizon, but tiny human trees and wooden houses at the sky's edge, I claim my birthright, reborn forever as long as man in Kansas or other universe. Joy reborn after the vast sadness of the war gods. A lone man talking to myself, no house in the brown vastness to hear, imagining the throng of selves that make this nation one body of prophecy, language by declaration as pursuit of happiness. I call all powers of imagination to my side in this auto to make prophecy. All lords of human kingdoms to come, Shambhu, Bharti, Baba, naked, covered with ash, Keki Baba, fat-bellied, mad with the dogs, Dehorahava Baba, who moans, oh, how wounded, how wounded, Siddharamankantastakar, who commands, give up your desire, Satyananda, who raises two thumbs in tranquility, Kali Pada Guha Roy, whose yoga drops before the void, Shivananda, who touches the breast and says, Om. Srimata Krishnaji of Brindabanda says, take for your guru, William Blake, the invisible father of English visions, Sri Ramakrishna, master of ecstasy, eyes half closed, who only cries for his mother. Chaitanya, arms upraised, singing and dancing his own praise. Merciful Shango, judging our bodies. Durgama, covered with blood, destroyer of battlefield illusions. Million-faced Tathagata gone past suffering. Preserver Hare Krishna, returning in the age of pain. Sacred Heart, my Christ, acceptable. Allah, the compassionate one, Yahweh, righteous one, all knowledge princes of earth, man, all ancient seraphim of heavenly desire, devas, yogis, and holy men, I chant to, come to my lone presence into this vortex named Kansas. I lift my voice aloud, make mantra of American language now. I here declare the end of the war. Let the states tremble. Let the nation weep. Let Congress legislate its own delight. Let the president execute his own desire. This act done by my own voice, published to my own senses, blissfully received by my own form, approved with pleasure by my sensations, manifestation of my very thought, accomplished in my own imagination, all realms within my consciousness fulfilled, 60 miles from Wichita, near El Dorado, the Golden One, in chill earthly mist, houseless brown farmland plains rolling heavenward in every direction, one midwinter afternoon, Sunday called the Day of the Lord. Pure spring water gathered in one tower where Florence is set on a hill. Stop for tea and gas. Thank you.
Oh.
That was Gloria Coates, a German-American composer. That was called Indian Mounds, and that comes from her Symphony No. 8, Indian Sounds. And Indian Mounds is movement number 2. We started with Philip Glass and Allen Ginsberg. Ginsberg narrating his text, and Philip Glass accompanying. And that's from Hydrogen Jukebox, released on Nonesuch in 1993. And that was called From Wichita, Vortex Sutra, song number 6. Then we followed with a piece composed by Michael Doherty for this Italian pianist, Emmanuel Arciulli, a piece called Buffalo Dance. And that comes from a double CD inspired by Native American legends and history called Walk in Beauty, all piano performed by Emmanuel Arciulli. And that's an Innova Recordings release from 2017. And again, we ended with Indian Mounds, which is movement number 2 of the Indian Sounds CD. Indian Sounds Symphony number 8 by Gloria Coates, composed in 1991. And that was released on New World Records in 2002. Indian Sounds and Other Works of Gloria Coates. Voices in Stones, performed by Kathleen Eberlein and Rose Bieler Shah, with the Musica Viva Ensemble Dresden, conducted by Jorgen Wehrmann. You've been listening to Martian Gardens, hour number 2 of episode 970. And I had one more piece from the Midwest to get to, but it's not a Midwest romance. It's more of a Midwest tragedy. Kenneth Gabbro's Mouthpiece 2, in which he retells and sad incident that happens in his one of his favorite restaurants in Iowa City in the early 90s. But I'll have to postpone that for next week because I just don't have the time. So we'll hear, to play us out, music from Ingram Marshall and the part 5 from his Gradual Requiem, which runs only 3 minutes and is for synthesizer, mandolin, and piano. This was released on the now defunct New Albion label. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 970, hour number 2. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog.